brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
The only fact about today's show.
Yep. That's about it. Everything else is complete fabrication.
Yes.
Farcical. Yeah. I mean, what's his name? Al Michaels.
Fabrication, education, capitulation.
Ooh,
that's more words than we're going to get out of the rest of the day.
Sounds like somebody did a stint in prison.
14-letter word there, pal.
Yeah, that's literally more words than we're going to get out of him.
That was good. That was the guy from In Living Color with the vocabulary.
Yeah, very good. That's definitely more words than we're getting out of you the rest of the show. So, well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Thank you for having me. I know I was almost a little bit late. I had to drive around that tire fire out in West Broward. So
you didn't bring anything back, though. And Made Man Maury.
I am excited to be here, and I'm excited that Brent has a kilt on instead of just simply no pants.
Well, there's no pants on under the kilt, so it's effectively the same thing.
I'm doing that for the spay burn. That's fine.
Thank you.
Spay burn.
I'm glad.
Speyside.
It's really scary when he stands on that subway grate and the train goes by and blows the skirt in the air. It's horrific.
I feel like Marilyn.
Yeah. If she got, like hit by a train. And good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. I'm surprised you didn't ferment and distill the tire fire and bring it to us today.
Oh, it'll be here.
Just wait.
Sissies. All right. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and pretty much anything else you can drink. And here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. We have the Westward American Single Malt Whiskey Cask Strength. We have the Speyburn Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 10-year. Speyburn Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 15-year. Speyburn Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 18-year. From Benriach, we have the Malting Season release. From Compass Box, we have their Orchard House release. From Balvenie, we have the Tun 1509 Batch 8. And if you're not happy about that, you can just don't let the door hit you on the backside as you leave the house. And the Compass Box No Name Number 3. So let's have Justin tell us all about our SIPs ratings.
Today we're going to talk about the SIPs ratings.
This is almost as bad as Porky Pig. Not quite as bad.
Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Ganga Din, water.
Ganga Din, drink water. Drink water.
Two ships. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three ships. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four ships. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
You know, many times I have wondered what it would sound like if Sean Connery was extremely constipated and just straining, now I know. And it's pretty much what I expected it to be. So, yeah, one mystery in life solved. So
fiber's so important to the diet.
Good Lord. Yeah. All right. So let's go on to our first whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bob. Our first whiskey is the Westward American Single Malt Whiskey Cask Strength, 62.5% ABV, or 125 proof. Westward was born in Portland, Oregon, by master distiller Christian Krogstad and co-owner and CEO Thomas Mooney. They began distilling whiskey in 2004 along with other spirits. Many startup distilleries create unaged spirits as a means to finance the long aging process required for making whiskey. One of those spirits that they created, Aviation Gin, was noticed by a well-known movie star and became a huge hit.
Deadpool.
After selling off the brand, they now have the time and the resources to focus exclusively on their whiskey. To make their single malt, they began by brewing an artisanal American ale from scratch using locally malted barley, ale yeast, and a slow, low-temperature fermentation. Distilled twice in a low-reflux pot still, the spirit is aged in new, lightly charred American oak barrels before the barrels are blended in small batches to achieve Westward's signature flavor profile. This is a really interesting whiskey. It's got a beautiful mahogany, reddish coppery color to it. On the nose, toasted almond, some graham cracker, oak, maple, vanilla, even a little chocolate and black pepper aroma. I think it's got a beautiful mouthfeel. On the palate, it's got a beautiful viscosity. It sort of coats the palate. There's definitely some notes of orange and honey, a hint of tobacco, a little back end of sesame. It's really got a very nice, lovely, complex, layered flavor profile and a finish that just seems to go on and on. I really thought this was a beautiful effort. I think it's a lovely whiskey. It's very enjoyable. You could definitely make an all-day sipper out of it. And I really enjoyed it quite a bit. Brent, what do you think?
I think they did everything they wanted to do with this whiskey. I don't know how you're going to improve it a lot.
No, I thought it was spot on for what it was
exactly.
Supposed to be.
I think it was, it's got a great mouthfeel, like you said. The finish goes on and on. It's like the tobacco orange kind of flavor on your profile, which you wouldn't think like, well, tobacco and orange together, but it really works. You get that little bit of honey in with it, and it's just it's very pleasant, and you'll want to go back and drink it again. And this is one you're not going to mind having in your cabinet as an everyday drinker. Justin?
So this is a great Sunday brunch single malt. Should enjoy this. The only flavor note I got that you guys haven't discussed yet is I got a lot of grape flavor, especially on the finish.
That must have been from that bottle of wine you had just before we started the show.
Hey, spit the Jolly Rancher out.
No, I won't. Also, if you're going to smoke a cigar with this, do something with like a Connecticut wrapper that's like nice and mild, because this is a bold spirit.
Well, that would explain what Brent's been doing wrong, because he's getting those wrappers from Lower Alabama. So, you know. No, this is, I mean, it's a, Westward makes a solid American single malt whiskey, and it's a hugely growing category in the whiskey world here in the U.S. Hopefully soon to be designated by the ATF and TTB as its own distinct style of whiskey. And there are several out there that are just really, in the last 2, 3, 4 years, are just really hitting their stride. And Westward is one. I mean, they really just came out running. There's not a lot you can do to improve this other than maybe a few more years worth of age. I mean, it's extremely well made.
I keep coming back to it.
It's got a really great nose.
I think they really did a nice justice to it by releasing it at cask strength.
Yeah,
because it's got all the flavors amped up to 11. I suspect that if they proofed it down to 80 or 90, it would be a fraction of the whiskey that you're tasting today.
Yeah, and again, we're proof hounds, but it's not even so much the proof. It's just for me, it's when they proof it down, it tends to lessen the flavors. For me. It does usually tend to wash the whiskey out a little bit. I mean, that being said, I still add water to a lot of the whiskeys we taste just to see where it takes it. But I added a little water to this one. It didn't really change it significantly. It didn't improve it. It didn't wash out.
I had that honey graham cracker come out a little bit more when I added some water to it.
Yeah, I got
just a little bit more of the graham cracker too.
Yeah,
so. But other than that, really not a substantial change.
No. Yeah, that was about it. The sweetness went up a little bit, but you know, again, a really solid whiskey, and you know, they're doing some good stuff. And we actually have another bottle in the queue for a future show, so I'm excited to see. You know, I mean, Westland, Westward. Guys at Virginia Distilling Company, you know, there's quite a few American single malt.
Colorado's bringing out several.
A lot of guys in Colorado, you know, the American single malt is a category that is growing, and there's a reason. You know, there's some people out there making some exciting stuff, and the guys here at Westward are definitely at the front of that pack. You know, an excellent whiskey. I really couldn't add anything to it or change it. So we're going to rate the... we're going to give the Westward American Single Malt Whiskey a cask strength 4 sips.
That's classified.
All right, so let's go on to our next one, which is our next distillery is the Speyburn Distillery. It was founded in 1897 by John Hopkins and Company. The site was specifically chosen by John Hopkins himself for the pure water supply from the Granty Burn, a tributary of the River Spey. The distillery was designed by renowned distillery architect Charles Doig and retains its hallmark pagoda-style roof. Wanting to begin production in the same year as Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee, they first began production on December 15, 1897, before the still house even had windows or doors, with a distillery team working in overcoats to produce the first cask to be bonded in 1897. They use both stainless and wooden washbacks made of Douglas fir. They have one large wash still and two smaller spirit stills for the secondary distillation, and they work in tandem with traditional worm tub condensers. Their spirit is aged in traditional Dunnage-style warehouses. So, old school.
Yeah, it kind of reminds you of... like an illegal still out in the woods, you know, with no building around it.
Yeah, old school.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we're talking about Speyburn Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. The first one that we have from the distillery is their 10-year. It's 40% ABV, 80 proof. It's matured in a combination of American oak ex-bourbon and ex-sherry casks. So, very light, pale straw color. On the nose, lemon. Lemon, lemon, lemon. Like, almost like Lemon Pledge lemon. I mean, it's huge. I get some really fresh, just freshly sawn oak. Some very, very pretty floral notes on it. And it's just, it's such a bright and clean nose on it. And on the palate, on the palate, I get a honey. It's not overly sweet, but I get honey. I get some light toffee and butterscotch. I get a little bit of baking spice. It's got a nice mouthfeel to it. It's got a pretty decent viscosity. Got a medium finish, but it's got a really good mouth coat. Covers the whole palate, goes underneath. Solid whiskey. What'd you think, Maury?
You know, I would agree with pretty much everything you've said, Bob. I would say my overall take on it is it's a lighter style whiskey. It's a little bit more feminine. It's a nice entry-level whiskey. I think for somebody who's newly exploring scotch, this is a nice place to start. You could definitely drink it all day out by the pool. Mm. It's refreshing. It's light. It'd make a nice highball.
Oh, this would make a fantastic highball. Yeah, this would be a exactly. bomb highball.
But I would say for those of us who are looking for a more full-bodied, bolder scotch or scotch-style whiskey, this may not fit the bill. It's a lighter style. It's a really easy sipper.
Yeah.
A beautiful entry-level
whiskey.
It
is definitely lighter on the style, for sure. But
Well made.
What do you think, Brent?
Well, I thought it was like a kitchen cleaner when you get the nose and stuff.
Yeah,
it's
the
floral,
lemon is huge.
It's floral and lemon. I mean, and on the palate, that floral lemon flavor comes through with it. You know, and it's like, well, you don't want to drink a kitchen cleaner,
it's lemon pledge in a good way.
Well, yes, exactly.
I've never had one that has had that much citrus on the nose.
Right, that much lemon and that much floral on the nose, and then follow through with the palate of that.
Mm.
And it is what it's made for, what it is right there. You know, it's a lemony, fresh.
It's very bright. It's very fresh.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's got a queen.
Yeah, it's not a queen. It's not a lemonade. It's a lemon.
No. Yeah.
And it's a floral and a little bit of honey there. And it is
beautiful scotch. Yep. What'd you think, Jason?
I think this would go amazing with Sprite by the pool. It would just be like a lemon Sprite or even the diet Sprite.
You sound like you've done that by your pool.
Yeah, this one here, don't add water to it.
I resemble that comment.
It kind of washes it out a little bit if you add some water.
No, it's already a little light.
It's already light, so you don't need to add water to this one.
No, but I mean, again, a very well-made, very solid 10-year Scotch whiskey, and we don't really discuss price, you know, in specifics on here, but I've seen the retail price on this, and hell, it's a steal. Yeah, I mean, if you see it, pick it up. So we're going to be rating the Speyburn Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 10-year, solid 3 sips.
Interesting.
So let's have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
So now we're going to talk about Speyburn Single Malt Scotch 15-year. It's 46% alcohol by volume, or 92 proof.
It's a nice little step up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's matured in American oak and Spanish oak casks. So color on this one, it's like a light copper on the nose. Hints of cocoa, coffee, raisins, and vanilla and honey on the palate. Get an orange zest, toffee, leather, with a little bit of cinnamon to wrap it up on the finish. It's really pleasant. I think it's well balanced. It was a good effort. It doesn't drink like 92 proof. It drinks more like 80 proof. So if someone's not fun at the party, give them this. What'd you think?
You know, Justin, I think you were spot on with most of your description. I think this is a delightful whiskey. I love the Spanish oak. It although it's not sherry finished, it gives me reminiscence of sherry. I agree with you, the hint of orange and toffee and honey on the palate. I agree with you, there's certainly the cinnamon at the end. The finish for me was medium to long. I think this is a good after-dinner scotch. I think you could sip this all evening long. It's delightful. It's pleasant. It's reasonably priced. I think this belongs in almost everybody's collection. It's just well done, very well made, and there's really no flaws.
Yeah, another one you don't want to add water to, because it's already at where you want it to be. You know, so you don't want to add water to this one. The nose was on the light side for me. It didn't burst out like I wanted it to, but I got a lot of those notes. But on the palate, though.
Palate delivers.
Oh, palate delivers. This is like a dark orange chocolate, a cinnamon raisin bar. You know, like if you combine all those together, just let it sit on your mouth and let the chocolate melt and you get all those flavors there. It's delicious.
That's a Spanish oak. I'm convinced it's the Spanish oak that's giving you that. I mean, it's
You know, it's you have those really orange. Nice. You have the dark orange chocolates.
But it just goes to show you don't necessarily need the sherry influence. This has, to me, if I didn't know better, I would say this has some sherry influence, and yet the Spanish oak really has delivered a lot of that.
Very much so.
I would love this with a panna cotta, because it's a little dry and the panna cotta is creamy. It would be perfect.
He says that about everything. Yeah, on the nose. It's definitely like a mocha, a bit of raisin, some dried fruit, a little bit of citrus, I'd say orange and lemon, and then just a hint of baking spice in the tip of the nose, and then on the palate, hold on. On the palate, it's got orange, it's got honey, there's some old worn leather in there, and like Brent said, there's that like, you know, cinnamon raisin bar. It's just, you know, it's extremely nice. I mean, this is very, very well made, and for the price, I mean, you can't beat this.
And I think it's improved in the glass. I must admit, I rated it a little bit lower when I first drank it, but after it sat in the glass for a good half hour, 45 minutes, I'm happy to give it a little bit more love on the rating, because I think it's really improved nicely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a lovely whiskey, and you know, I haven't had a lot of Speyburn before, so this is a relatively newer one for me, and I got to say, this is, you know, this 15 definitely going to be in my regular roundup. So we're going to be rating the Speyburn Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 15-year, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So moving on to our next whiskey, we're going to have Maury tell us about our last one from Speyburn.
Thank you, Bob. It's a little tough to follow that because it was really pretty special. The next whiskey from Speyburn is their Single Malt Scotch Whiskey, 18 years, 46%, excuse me, ABV, or 92 proof. This was matured in American oak and Spanish oak casks. The color is fairly similar to the last one. It certainly hasn't really picked up any more color, but again, it's got a really nice copper to light mahogany color. On the nose, you're getting a lot of the usual suspects, sweet toffee, some almond, some tropical fruit, and candied apple. This one on the palate is just beautiful. It's got a little more viscosity. It's a little more mouth coating. I get a little more creaminess and some dark chocolate, vanilla, toffee, oak, baking spice, hint of sherry, hint of dry citrus, maybe even a hint of leather on the back palate. The finish is medium in length. I think it's a toss-up. Honestly, if you look at price, which I'm not looking at, I would say the 15 is almost as close and probably quite a bit less expensive. But this 18, if price were no object, is really the sweet spot. I've often found 18 to be the sweet spot with many scotches, and this one's no exception. I really love this whiskey. I could see definitely having a few bottles of this on the shelf for something that you can definitely enjoy. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, the master distiller there really came out with this one. Did a great job. I know it's a non-chill filtered bottle. Everything that you want in a scotch is right here, you know?
Without being overpowered or over-sherried or over this.
Exactly.
I thought it had really a lot of nice balance to it.
This one does, you know? So if I want to have a scotch on my shelf, this would be one that I'd want to have. Although I don't have any, but I mean, I'd still, you know? I would enjoy this one.
I think
this
even one, if I gifted you a bottle of scotch, Brent,
I would drink this one.
No, I think you would not allow it to take up space for where a bourbon could sit on your shelf.
I'd allow it to, this one to sit there. This one has done its justice. You know, 18 years, and so I think this is what their anniversary bottle as well.
I think this was a special release. Yeah. Justin, what do you think?
Got three words for you. Dried pineapple chunks. Love those. Love this.
Well, I'm speechless.
Okay, Bob, that was enough words from Justin. What do we say now? You know, it's a wordy.
Well, pitter patter. Let's get at her.
Yeah. Too much conversation from Justin. Jesus. I mean, it's only a 52-minute show, for crying out loud.
He's exceeded his word allotment for the day.
Yeah, I mean, like, really, good Lord. I mean, you know, how much more could you possibly say? So, yeah, again, a beautiful whiskey. I think it's slightly better than the 15.
Right, but I would argue that the price point's probably dramatically different.
Yeah, that I couldn't
tell
you.
And it is only slightly better.
But, which is not a knock against it. It's more of a boost to the 15. But I'd say anything from 15 on, Woods Bayburn is going to be a winner.
But that's true of most distilleries. Honestly, 15, 18 is the sweet spot for most. It's hard to find improvement beyond 18. And, you know, the price-value trade-off seems to really strike it well at 15.
I mean, Glenlivet does a good job with their 21, their 25. 100%. They get better. Mm.
But
yeah, that's Bayside too, I think.
But there's quite a bit more boost in price to get there.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
But if you're going to do the trade-off, it's hard to argue with 15 as a sweet spot.
Yeah. I mean, just a solid whiskey, a great nose, nuts and candied fruit, toffee, a little bit of citrus. On the palate, I get dark chocolate.
And the finish doesn't stop with this, though, either.
Mm.
That's another thing I like.
Dark chocolate, spicy oak, graham cracker, old leather. I mean, just an extremely well put together whiskey. So we're going to be rating the Spayburn Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 18-year, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
If you see any of these, any of the 10, the 15, or the 18, yeah, grab them. Solid whiskeys. So we're going to go to Brent for our next one.
Thanks, Bob. The next one is the Benriach Malting Season. It's a 48.7 ABV, or 97.4 proof. This is celebrating traditional methods dating back to the earliest days of Benriach Distillery. This first edition of the Benriach Malting Season is the first expression in a century to be produced entirely using barley malted from the distillery's own floor maltings.
Awesome.
And if you've ever seen the malting process in a distillery, it's fun to watch and fun to see. But for each new edition, the master blender, Rachel Berry, carefully selects the type of barley and bottling strength, in this case Concerto Barley, making each annual edition a truly unique expression in its own right. Benriach Malting Season is two cask matured in bourbon and virgin oak barrels. This release is comprised of 23 barrels, all distilled on 2nd of November 2012, yielding 6,672 bottles in total. So the color on this one, it's a very, very light straw color. This is probably one of the lightest ones we have today. The nose, you get that sugar, you get some apples coming through there. It's like just a beautiful nose to it. On the palate here, let's take another little drink of this. You get pears that come through on the palate right away. You get a little bit of nuts on there. The vanilla, you get a nice creamy mouthfeel. The finish is not as long as I would like it. It kind of dies off on the finish, so it's kind of a shorter finish than I would like. But overall, it's a nice expression that they've done. Maury?
You know, Brett, I think you really nailed it. You've hit all the high notes in terms of the notes. The pear comes through quite a bit on the palate. It's got a luscious, you know, viscous, beautiful mouthfeel. I love the fact that there's this sort of nuttiness that plays with the vanilla and the pear. I agree the finish is not the longest one I've had, but it's certainly adequate. I think it's a delicious and lovely whiskey. Can't say anything wrong with
it. Yeah, I mean, the finish to me is the only downfall of this. Because
we're splitting hairs.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's the only it's very nice, but it's if I was to say a negative thing about it, it's the finish. Not long enough for me. I'd like to have something longer that, you know, I didn't have to go back to it right away and get another taste.
So. You're just showing your frugalness.
Yeah.
You'd like two sips.
He's trying to hide his alcoholism is what he's doing. He's going back to it regardless of how long the finish is. We all know it.
That's right. He just would like more bang for the buck.
Yeah. He's just looking to hide his problem. So,
Justin, what three words do you have for this one?
Well, thank you, Justin. It's been nice hearing from you today.
Four words, but
we got a little rule back home. If it's thrown, drink it down.
Rachel Berry's got one of the best palates in scotch right now.
Oh, on earth, honestly.
I mean, she's proved it here. To add to what everyone else has been saying, if they made a high-end Jolly Rancher candy, not the regular Jolly Rancher, but
it started out so good and straight into the dumpster fire. Okay.
But a refined, smooth, high-end.
It cost $10 instead of a nickel.
Yeah, no, I'm talking $10 a pack Jolly Rancher, some of the exotic flavors, this would be it. Rachel, thank you. You killed it.
Rachel Berry is, seriously one of my heroes in the whiskey world. The woman has an absolutely impeccable palate and the ability to blend. I honestly, there's a handful of people that I would put on her level. I mean, she's literally at the top that you can possibly be. There's very few people, in the whiskey business who are at the level that she is at right now. So any project she touches, I want it. And what she's done with Ben Rioch and what she's done with Glenn Glassa and what she's, done with all of the brands she's been with is just been fantastic. And this is no exception. The palate is absolutely lovely. The vanilla, it's like stewed, sticky, drippy with honey, sweet pears, with a lovely nuttiness. I think the finish is beautiful. I think it goes on as long as I need it to. Again, another one absolutely hit out of the park by Dr. Rachel Berry. And no surprise there whatsoever.
This is another one that doesn't need any water to it.
Oh, no.
She's done such a great job.
She did it just right.
What comes out, what she's put out is what you want to drink.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's expressed that way as well.
Yeah. What she's done here and Ben Rioch, Glenn Glassa, Ben Romach, what she's done in the business is beyond reproach. So a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
And we'll be back.
Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about an absolutely amazing whiskey, the Ben Rioch Malting Season. We gave that a well-deserved four sips, and we're going to be moving on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that.
So we're going to talk about Compass Box Orchard House. It's 46% alcohol by volume, or 92 proof, and it's not chill-filtered, actually rather non-chill-filtered, natural color. Orchard House gathers together some of the fruitiest malts Scotland has to offer, including whiskies from the Linkwood and Kleinleash distilleries, many of them sourced as new spirit and laid down in their own oak casks. This is their monument to fresh fruitiness in Scotch whiskey. It's got a nice light color to it. Smells like apple and pear with a little bit of smoke to it on the palate. Malty, gingery, and very fruity. This is a really fun spirit. I enjoyed it a lot. I'm glad they didn't chill filter it, because you wouldn't want to filter any of this out. What did you think, Maury?
No, I agree with you, Justin. I mean, to me, the name Orchard House, synonymous with fruit, and fruit is what I get. I find it fruity on the nose, fruity on the palate, a lovely, you know, daytime, light, fun spirit. It's delicious. It's really got a lot of complexity, a lot going for it. I'm definitely getting on the nose hints of pineapple and lime and lemon. I'm not sure I get the Earl Grey that they describe, but there's no question that it's a delicious whiskey, lighter in style and fun. I would call it fun.
Yeah, where I get that Earl Grey is on the finish. Right after all the fruits and stuff, I get that little bit of that. It's almost like a little bitterness of the tea, of that Earl Grey tea, is where I get it on the finish.
You're really late. I think you're right.
It's very late. You know, it's very late, but because all that fruit up forward, it's it's like you don't want to say a sangria, but it's like a because it's not that, but it's the fruit of a sangria that you have. This is the fruit of a bourbon or fruit of a whiskey. You know, it's fruit of a scotch. It's the name says it all for it, you know, the Orchard House, just like you said, fruit house.
If you'd have told me that you could take any single malt scotches and blend several of them together and produce this much fruit note, I would tell you you're out of your damn mind. You know, I mean, it's.
However,
it's all.
This comes from the mind of David Glazer, who
John
is
Glazer.
A savant.
Yeah.
John is just amazing.
Yeah.
He's just got a palate beyond what most mortals can.
And he's got a sense of fun. You know, I could see them sitting around going, you know, why don't we make one that's like literally a fruit bomb, almost tastes like you're drinking a fruit, you know, juice box. We could do that, couldn't we? I mean, you could see him coming up with that. And he nailed it. I mean, it's I just cannot imagine how you could get this much
fruit out of malted barley.
Yeah. I mean, if you'd have told me that somebody slipped some fruit juice into this, I would go, okay, well, it tastes fantastic. You should do it again.
Yeah, but you know, all the different fruits, you can kind of distinguish them in there.
Yeah,
in the,
that's the other
palate.
Thing. Yeah,
you
know, it's not a mishmash.
Right,
either.
Exactly.
Because you can
at one point you can taste the strawberries, you know, you can taste the pear, you can taste the pineapple.
Oh, the pineapple.
And they all kind of go, right, they all go through it at a different time period on your palate as you get to your finish. Yeah.
This has more flavor on the exhale than some scotches have, period.
Yeah. The apple notes are there. The pear is huge. The pineapple I get is like a roasted pineapple on the grill. I get lemon. I get lime. I get orange. And that's just on the nose. I mean, it's phenomenal.
Really fun spirit.
Mm-hmm. And then that ginger that pops up on the palate when you swallow, that faint strawberry on the exhale, just a very, very light strawberry. Absolutely fantastic. I mean, really extremely well done. And again, no surprise coming from Compass Box. We've reviewed, I can't count how many whiskeys from them over the last 8 or 9 or 10 years. Really, really well done, and absolutely delicious. If you see Orchard House on the shelf, grab it. So we're going to be rating the Compass Box Orchard House a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So let's move on to our next whiskey, which
I will tell you about.
It's hard for me to actually fathom the thing, but Brent jumped on this one like a tick on your dog. I mean, he wanted it, so
this is the
have at it.
This is the Belvini Tun 1509 Batch 8, 52.2% ABV, 104.4 proof.
So good.
So this latest batch of the Belvini Tun is made from and vatting of 3 first fill sherry butts, 6 second fill sherry butts, 5 refill puncheons, and 4 ex-bourbon barrels, which were blended together in a single large tun and allowed to marry for 3 months. So
that's the key. That's the key, is they let it sit there for, you know, for months for those flavors to blend. They, you know, they, the shock of that blending, it really does help letting it sit in that marrying tone.
So on the nose, I'm getting, I get a little bit of sherry. I get a lot of citrus. I get some, get a little bit of nuttiness to it. But on the palate just shines through. It's, you got some sherry, some oranges, a little bit of tobacco, some rosemary, some leather. The finish just goes on and on. And this is what I had to say about this. The master blender is a genius for coming up with this combination. I mean, just a genius, you know, because who would, you know, to, just to think about, well, what am I going to do? How many different casks and stuff am I going to use to do this? You have to have an extreme palate to be able to project in the future of what something's going to taste like.
Don't be jealous, Brent. Jealousy is a destructive emotion.
Or what you hope something's going to taste like. And they've done a marvelous job here. I mean, I don't know that you can go wrong with this one. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. It's phenomenal. It's just so beautifully balanced, put together. I can't really comment over whether Bob is right or wrong about the 3 months and the marrying ton. Certainly, it marries well together. Whether it would have done so sooner or longer, I don't know. But it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful whiskey.
I trust David Stewart. David Stewart is, again, you know, literally the top echelon of blenders on planet Earth. And, you know, this is one
this
of his
just
babies.
Came like it came out of the still like this.
And he is,
it's just so beautifully,
you know,
created.
He is the man who will tell you it needs to rest. It needs to marry for this time. And he, you know, anything that he says, I take as the word of God when it comes to blending.
The point is that the scientist among us would say, stir it up, it's good. The artist among us would say,
and
it needs time.
That's David Stewart.
And that's the art of whiskey. It's just not just pure science, because science tells you it's mixed in 30 seconds.
He has blended some of the finest whiskeys that I have ever had past my tongue. And to this day, they're 8 or 10 years ago, they did a 17-year-old Madeira cask that I still dream about. You know, I wish they would make that one again. It was
so hard to find.
Stunning. They did a 20 or 21. I think it was a 21 a few years ago.
Yes.
That was good. And it was UK travel retail only. We didn't really get it here. I managed to get a hold of a bottle and it was great, but it wasn't quite what that 17 was. That one was just magical. And that one still in my head is one of the finest whiskeys I've ever had. So, and the ton every year, we've been very fortunate that they have shared samples with us the last several years. And we've done the ton, I think 4, 5, 6 years in a row now. And this one is every bit as good, if not better, than the ones that we've had before. I mean, this one is so well put together and so well balanced.
This is another one you don't want to add water to. The blender is already, you know, it's already been done for you. Yeah. It's already been perfected. So you, by adding water, I think you're taking away from it almost.
I mean, if you want to, go ahead and give it a try.
Right.
Absolutely. It may fit your palate on that particular day a little bit better, but for me, yeah, I tried to drop it. It did nothing. This thing is so well done. It's just the sherry notes, the citrus, the orange. It's like a orange blossom honey on the nose, and then on the palate, it's just absolute luxury. The old leather, the sherry, the citrus notes, like an old cigar box. And just a little bit of herbaliness to it, just in the bottom palate, and the finish just cruises and cruises and cruises. So well done.
Let's see what three words Justin has for it.
I love big sherry butts. I cannot lie.
Thank you, Justin.
This is so well balanced. But I do have a question. What's the volume of a ton? How much is in a ton? What is
a ton? Is just a name for a blending vessel. So it could be any size. There's no particular size for it. It's not like barrels, the difference between an American standard barrel and a butt and a puncheon and a hogshead.
So what's a puncheon?
A puncheon is a wine barrel.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right, thank you.
And he's done.
I think it's great. They did a great job. They really did.
What is your favorite word?
Come on, your favorite word. Let's hear it. Your one word.
Marsupial.
There you go. Perfect. I like that. We'll end on that one. So we're going to be rating the Balvenie-Ton 1509 Batch 8, an extremely well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
And again, if you don't like that, you know where the front door is. Just get out, because I don't even want to look at you. Good God. Oh, that. Thank you for sending it. Thank you for the sample. God, I wish it was a whole bottle.
Bob, tell us of this next one.
You haters.
I didn't say.
You haters. I can see the look in all your eyes.
I didn't say I hated it yet.
The one time in my life. The one time in my life I actually wish Harm was here. But I'll get over it.
No, that passed.
Yeah, it didn't take long. Right. Yeah, the alcohol helps.
Thank God you've come back to your senses.
Yeah. Okay, so our last whiskey is the Compass Box No Name Number 3. It's 48.9% ABV, 97.8%.
Is there any more of that ton left?
I don't know. If it is, it's down there. Non-chill filtered, natural color. No Name Number 3 is the final expression in the No Name series. It's older and wilder than the previous No Names. Laphroaig Distillery takes the top billing in the blend with malt whiskey from Bemore, Mortlach, and Kleinleash, and their own Highland blend. A limited edition of 10,794 bottles worldwide. This is their peaty one, which is why the other three are looking at me with this nasty look on their face. Heathens.
Well, it does appeal to a very narrow segment of the population.
Tens and tens of thousands of peat fans, yes.
There are very
few. This is remembering back to No Name Number 2, which we did review. This is more, that one was a little bit more fruity. This one is a little bit more on the medicinal side of peat. The smoke on the nose is, you know, it's there,
intense.
But it's no, not that's intense.
It's intense.
Oh my God, that's not intense.
Well, not as intense as the burnt rubber, no, but it's intense.
Not intense. Like, oh good Lord, I can pull 15 of them off the shelf where the smoke will get you more than that. But it's definitely got that, you know, medicinal mercurochrome, you know, use Band-Aids kind of note.
Yeah, people love that stuff.
Yeah,
people love that. That's exactly
what
yes,
I do
that's
all exactly, day at work.
Yes,
I
just we like the do. Band-Aids. Yes, we do.
That's what I want. I want to have that and smoke. And that's my favorite thing. Not
fire at a Band-Aid factory.
Exactly.
Brings up the memories of your childhood injuries.
You know, there's about, I think about 3,000 people in Iowa. There's about 5,000 damn goats and sheep on the island. And there's about 12 distilleries in a place about the size of Central Park. So that tells me that you heathens, somebody does like this stuff.
Exactly. And they're all stuck there on this small island.
They don't get out much. They don't eat much. They this don't
is,
drink much.
This is what this is what I like to describe as a geek whiskey because... And when I say that, it's because you have to like that. You have to like that medicinal smoke. Mm-hmm. You have to like that together. And most people don't like that.
Mm-hmm. It's a niche. It's an acquired niche taste flavor.
Exactly.
Profile.
It's a overpowered by those two.
But if you're looking for that, this nails it.
Yeah. No.
Right.
And if you're looking for something relaxing.
But what I'm going to tell you is this was blended. To be this.
To be this, exactly.
So this is not right. something that you like versus soul. Don't like. It was something that was made to be exactly this. It's got that medicinal quality. There's a lot of sea spray, seaweed in here. So I think I'm picking that up from the Bemore because that always has that. You know, I think it's absolutely lovely.
So that tire fire is like 5 miles away, and I think I'm pretty sure I got it in the glass, too. It's the same distance.
Heathens.
Heathens. We're not heathens. We just, this is, it's a geek whiskey. I mean, it's for those people that want that smoke. And that,
if this was that big of a geek whiskey, I'd be fixing your computer right now. And I can barely turn mine on. So what'd you think, Justin?
So I got a, aside from the smoke and the mercurochrome, I got a nice durian note on it. And It's pretty special.
Well, we're going to rate the Compass Box No Name number 3. I think underrated 3 sips.
Interesting.
But I'm stuck at a table with heathens. So
yes,
anyway.
Yes, you are.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
It's been very interesting and pleasurable up until that last one.
Sissy. Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob, for the opportunity. I'm sorry there weren't more haggies and neeps to go around.
I haven't had any good haggis in a while. And thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Great time as always.
Well, it's a pretty good table, I thought. And honestly,
actually, there was a lot of really, really nice scotches here today.
This is one of the ones where you look at and you go, I think I know where I'm going, until you taste them all and you go, wow.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was exceptional.
This was a great table. So,
up until that last one.
Sissy. Anyway, well, for Sips, Suds, and Smokes, is Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life's too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.